Good morning. Today is Daf Ayin Dalid. Yesterday's Daf was like crazy jam-packed. We are now continuing on the bottom of Ayin Gimel Amud Beis by the last two dots. On the second to last, I'm sorry. Hadash. Dash is threshing. So now we say like this. Hadash, if someone threshes, I believe that threshing, that the word dash means that you're threshing wheat. So the next word is vahamanapet. If you do the same thing to flax, or vahamanathate, if you do the same thing to grapes, thank you. Kulan malacha achasein, it's all the same thing. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if dosh is to a wheat or to grapes. It doesn't make a difference. Same principle, right? The principle is the same. Okay, next. Hazore, which is winnowing, borer, and borer, and tochen, and grinding, and merakid, and sifting. The four malachos. So Gemara asks, hainu zore, hainu borer, hainu merakid. It's all the same thing. Tochen is not the same thing. Tochen is different. Tochen, you're taking something big, you're making it smaller. That's clear. But the other three are the exact same thing. So listen to the first answer. Abaye v'rabba d'armit ha'vayhu, Abaye v'rabba both say, kol milsa t'havi b'mishkan. If it was in the Mishkan, afagav de ikka de damule, even though there's something similar to it, chashivle, it's still considered a malacha. Now, everyone points out, especially Rabbeinu Chananel, not everything that was done in the Mishkan is a malacha. Not a, they woke up in the morning, they surveyed. Not everything's a malacha. Right, so how do you define it now? What kind of answer is this? So Rabbeinu Chananel says... correct. So Rabbeinu Chananel says the answer is... because they're not the same. Zora is done with the wind, Bora is done with your hands, and Meraki is done with a kli. So they're not really the same. Right? Zora is the wind. You use the wind to sift. Bora is you use your hands. And Meraki is you use a keli, use a sifter. So they're not really the same. So then that begs the question. So what was the Gemara asking? What was the Gemara asking? You're right. They're all part of the bread process. You don't really need, you really need, so Gemara's going to say, maybe you don't need sifting, so you eat coarse bread. All right, you can't eat the chaff, although I'll say they do that, but, you know, they're making fine bread. So, what was the question? Yeah, they're similar. That's true, they are similar, right? Like, cooking and writing have nothing to do with each other. They're so obviously different. These look, they were similar.
You're all separating something from something else. You can go through the medium of a different...
Right, so the what? Right, so
Malacha Shabbos implies a separate, unique entity, not the same thing.
It's not the same. One's with the wind, and one's with their hands, and one's with the... So the end result is the same. The question is, this is the real question. The question is, can you eliminate any of these steps and get the same bottom line? That's the question. Huh? That's the question. Because if you can eliminate them, then it's a very strong question. So Mustami, you can't get rid of these steps. You need all of them. So they're similar? True. But at the end of the day, you can't eliminate.
They actually went and first took us, I think, cut off the stalks, and then they, you know,
exactly,
they
exactly,
they
exactly.
The air, that's how they did it.
So I'm wondering today, like, what do they do today?
Combine.
Huh? Do they do? I'll say it's more advanced in terms of technology. Do they do the equivalent of these three items? Do they do Zora and Bora Meraki? Do they do that today, or they just eliminate it and it's the same thing?
No,
or one with one they can do all three.
Yeah, I think they use a combine there. Isn't that what does all these things?
It makes it up, cuts it up, and gets rid of the junk?
And they don't separate the chaff from the kernel? They got to do it somehow. If you don't separate, it's called whole wheat bread. If you do separate, it's not whole wheat. So people eat not whole wheat bread. Right? I'd say more people eat that. So somehow they got to do it. The Christians have, like in the olden days, they'd sit there and do it by hand. So is there a machine now? What? No, not today. Not doing it. So the question is, so they did it three times based on it. So the Gemara is going to ask the following question. So Amar, so the Gemara says, V'lechshav of Nami Kotesh. So if we're already breaking it down, how about Kotesh? What's Kotesh? Kotesh means they would crush. Again, it's another step to distinguish between the good and the bad. So mention Kotesh. So Amar Baya. Abaya gives the following answer. Shekin ani ochel pito below katisha. Because you don't need kotesh. A poor man is not going to bother with that. Says Rashi, Look at the staggering Rashi. Says Rashi, look, it's the first gimme line. Lachain, lakach, af agav tahavi b'mikdash. First of all, it was in the mikdash. And
reaping, threshing, and winnowing.
In a single process. Okay,
that's why it's called combine.
Oh, interesting. Cool. Shkoyach. So, lakach, therefore, af agav tahavi b'mikdash. It was in the mikdash. V'av malacha hi. And, by the way, says Rashi, it's an av malacha. Kivon detanale dash. But, we mention dash, lo tanala. We don't mention this. What exactly Rashi is saying, I'm not sure. Then he says, v'zore bore umurakeid. These three. Sidur de pas ninu. It's part of the bread process. V'kivon dehavi b'mikdash. Since it was in the mikdash. V'hacha aschil b'sidur de pas. And we start mentioning sidur de pas. Taninhu, it's mentioned also. Kidamrin and Gabi Ofer, the Havala Mistim of Ashel. Really, we can have this on a base. We should have mentioned cooking. Below Ofer, not baking. Below Have Bemikdash. It wasn't in the base of Mikdash baking. Ela Mishum Sidur de Pas, Nakat. But since we're going through the process of bread, we mention it. Va'asa Hoel Va'ofer Bepas. Since we're mentioning baking bread, Kimavashel b'samamanim, which is the equivalent of cooking by the samamanim, which is, by the way, all we need the bishul for, was just for the spices. Aval ketisha adashim, but the crushing of lentils, aval ketisha ashirim hu. It's rich people did that, right? Dilasiti, Vikashti, Lasos, Solos, Nikia. They would make it fine and crush and sift to get a very good bread. Avalaniim, lo terchem. Poor people aren't bothering with this, right? Hilkach, lo tanala. Therefore, it's not mentioned. Umihu, vadai av malachahi. It's certainly an av malacha, ubichlal dashu. And it's part of dash.
What does that mean? Av malacha, but it's part of dash?
Like we said yesterday, planting and pruning and grafting, it's all av malacha, it's part of the malacha of Zorah, of Zorea, of planting. What?
So it's an av, it's not a toldah?
Right, what's the difference? There's no difference. Right, there's no difference. So ask Tosfos, now look at Tosfos, the second Tosfos. The im tomar, mikol makom, lechshav ketishas samamonim dehavi b'mishkan. So why don't we mention it? Af agav de'oni ochal pita b'lo ketisha. Fine. When it comes to ketisha, when it comes to bread, you don't need it. Oni doesn't care. But le'inyan samamanim, v'lacha chashuvahi. We're not talking about bread. We only mention bread because that's the order of bread. But really, what went on in the Mishkan was not bread. It was samamanim. And for samamanim, ketisha is vital. V'amari, the lav davka, ochal pito, lav davka, elahu adin, the oni tovea, b'samamanim, lo ketisha. Right, and if an oni is making dye, he won't use ketisha either. He'll eliminate that also. Has to be the most purest diet. Who keys an ani? That's first. Vim tomar, merakeid nami lo lisni. Then you can get rid of sifting. Why? Shekin ani ochal pito beisa belusa. Because an ani won't eat sifted bread. Kida amar, I think beisa belusa is whole wheat. In the olden days, whole wheat bread was considered poor people. Today, they spend more money. Right? Because it's more work.
Finer flour
is more work, but it's less healthy. So today people are more health conscious. They eat whole wheat bread, right? But it's so funny how things switched, right?
It's not the same. It's not hard.
What?
It's whole wheat bread.
Right, right. So finer than the whole wheat bread of
probably than the regular bread was then.
Probably also. You're right. Right. Kedam b'sof pirkin v'yesh lomar the rov aniim ain olchem below har kada. That's a different thing. That's a different league. Not to eat bread that's not sifted. Only very poor people did that. That's a very small minority. Ella shele inyan chala mitstarfen esuvin. Okay, okay.
Well, I have two criteria: done in the base of the Mishkan and do it.
What?
Aniyim do it as well.
Correct.
Not just the Mishkan.
Correct. Correct. Not just the Mishkan, but Aniyim did it as well. Correct. Okay. Now Rava Amar. Rava gives a very strange answer. Hamani, who is the author? Who is the author of our Mishnah? Rebbe he. To Amar, above Avos Malachos Abayim Chaserachas. V'chashiv Kotesh, Havle Abayim. So if you stick Kotesh in, you're going to have 40. can't have 40, you have to have 39. Right, Abaya gave a lamdash answer. Abaya said it's not there because the owner doesn't need it. Rabbi says, no, it's not there because then we have too many. So Gemara says, okay, answer is that. So take one out and stick kotesh in. Take one out and stick kotesh in. You keep it at 39. So Gemara answers, right? Ela machvata kid Abaya. So Abaya is pshat, the better pshat. Right? Okay. Tana Rabbanan. From now till the rest of the, almost the whole Amid, basically, we're going to be talking about the laws of Borer. We all know the bottom line of Borer. The Gemara will spend this entire Amid getting there. So before we get there, Tana Rabbanan, listen to this. Hayu lefanav mine ochlin. You have in front of you mine ochlin. What does mine ochlin mean? Different types of food. I have red jelly beans and I have black jelly beans. So who eats black jelly beans? Nobody eats that. Nobody likes them, right? So you have red jelly beans. My wife likes black jelly beans. I always tell her, only dictators like black jelly beans. So do we tell her?
I'm not close.
Really?
That works.
So you have red, right? Mini ochlim. Rashi says, v'lo garsin on shnei. Don't read the word shnei mine ochlim. Don't read shnei. Mine ochlim. Why is Rashi telling you not to read the word shnei? Because Rashi might not hold like Tosfos. Look what Tosfos says, the third Tosfos. Hayu lefanav shnei mine ochlin. What? Rashi is for a little further down where it says Hayu lefanav mine ochlin, garsinon, velo garsinon shnei. Right, so because the printer listened to Rashi. Take out the word shnei. Look at Tosfos. Hayu lefanav shnei mine ochlin, garsinon. No, you had two mine ochlin. If you learn like Rashi, what does it mean you had mine ochlin? Yeah, you had edible, non-edible, garbage, good, yeah. If you learn like Tosvos, it's shnei mine ochlin. It's two different foods. It's red jelly beans and black jelly beans. Says Tosvos, v'chein pirish Rabbeinu Tam. De ba'ochel mitoch ochel, even when you have food and food, shayach breira. There's still shayach breira. Why? You're selecting the one you like, lechol, to eat. Mitoch osa shirotu lechol, the osa she'ena chefetz bo, chashiv psoles, legabe osa she'chefetz lechol. The one you don't want has the status of psoles, considering the one you do want. This is a fundamental rule of borer. Borer is subjective. It's subjective. It's not objective. So if you have a plate of chicken and there's dark pieces of meat, or, I don't know about, maybe not might not be a good example, jelly beans. You have red jelly beans and black jelly beans. I don't like black jelly beans. Black jelly beans are edible. It's not psoles. It's not objective psoles. It's subjective psoles. It says psoles, but so what? So what? You don't like it? That's psoles to you. And therefore, by you taking the red ones, that's going to be selecting. Now, the Hector way to do it. We're going to learn now. V'chein, mashna b'yushami. The garas haborer ochlim mitoch ochlim, then you can even have borer ochlim mitoch ochlim. Okay? So, Reb Mordechai Benet, who's also known as the Magen Avos, he says that Rashi doesn't agree with that. Rashi doesn't agree with that. Rashi holds, which would completely change our lives, if Rashi, we don't hold like Tosfos. If we held like Rashi, that would completely change borer. Because borer would become eliminated. Right, the veto borer. Borer would only apply by pure junk, by real psoleth. Right? So Rashi held that. Rashi held borer means ochel and psoleth. Not ochel you like and ochel you don't like. Right? Others say, Pnei Yeshua says, Rashi can't hold like that. How can Rashi hold like that? Well, Rashi couldn't envision that the one braisa in Shas that's actually going to go through borer was talking about that case. Right? The truth is that's the more common case anyway, right? That's two ochels, that much one you like and one you don't like, right? You have raisins in the bowl, the same with nuts. So I don't eat nuts now. I don't like nuts. They're still edible. It's ochel. No, but to you it's psoleth. So says the Yeshua, Rashi couldn't imagine that's the case of that the Gemara is going to discuss a case where it's to ochel and ochel. Then if we take out the word shnei. But Eid Hanami, Rashi agrees with the rule. So that's a machlokas.
Rashi's not even here. He's going to bring it down.
Right here.
Did you see
the auction? Yeah. How do you look for him? Getting the line.
Okay? Okay. Anyway, the case is like this. The Brisa says like this. Hayulafanov. Yeah, I didn't make it up. I didn't make it up. I've made up things, but I didn't do it today. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Hayulafanov mine ochlin. Or shnei mine ochlin. Whatever floats your boat. Borer v'ochel. You can do borer and eat. Borer u'meniach. You can do borer and put it aside. V'lo yivrar. But you can't do borer. Because v'yem borer chayev chatos. So that price is very cryptic. Right? It says three things. Two of them are mutter. The third one's aser. What's going on? So until we get to the bottom line, Maika Amar, what's going on? Amar Ula. Hachi Kamar. Here's what's going on. Borer v'ochel. Borer is mutter. Libo bayom. If you're going to eat it that day. Borer u'meniach. You can do borer and put it aside. Libo bayom. If it's for that day. L'machar, but if it's for tomorrow, lo yivar, you can't do borer. V'yim borer, chayev chatos. And if you do borer, you're chayev chatos. So matka v'lo rav chista, v'chimutel lefas libo bayom, what you're allowed to cook if it's for today. V'chimutel levasha libo bayom, what you're allowed to cook if it's for today. You can bake and cook if it's for today. What kind of heter is that? I can do the malacha if I'm going to benefit today. I can't ride for tomorrow. I can't cook for tomorrow. But if I cook because I eat for shal shunis, that's mutter. That can't be right. So Ella, what was he even thinking? El Amar of Chista. No. Here's what it means. Bor v'ochel pachas mikashir. You can do borer less than the shear. Bor u'meniach. You can do borer and put it aside. Pachas mikashir. Less than the shear. U'kashir. But if it's the right amount, lo yivrar. That you can't do. V'yim birer chayev chatas. If you do that, you chayev chatas. So I'm asking for Yosef. V'chimoto le'efos pachas mikashir. Are you allowed to bake less than a shear? What kind of heter is that? Says Rashi, in the Rashi of V'chimutter lefos pachas mikashir, he says, Nihi, it's true, dechayev chatos, dechayev chatos leka. There is no chatos if it's less than the shir, right? However, isura miha ikka, it's still aser. Why? Dekaimalon, chati shir aser min ha-Torah. Chati shir is aser min ha-Torah. Beperek basra deyuma, v'hechi ketani mutbar lechatchila. How on earth can Rav Chista say that you can do bar lechatchila? How could he say that? And from this Rashi, the Iglei Tal proves that this is running machlokes in the Achronim whether chatzi shir applies by non-food items, such as borer. That's the Iglei Tal. It's black and white that it does. That such a thing as chatzi shir by borer, by a nazir cutting his hair. So what if he cuts chatzi shir of his hair? I'll do that. The Chacham Tzvi held that chatzi shir only applies by food. Only applies by food. What does the Chacham Tzvi do with this Rashi? What does he do with this Gemara? It's a Durabanan. That's what I'll have to hold. It's Durabanan. Why do they hold that? Because the source of chatzi shir is learned out of kol chelev. It's learned by food. It's limited to food. Chatzi shir, the Asa Min HaTorah, is limited to food. He's really not like that.
But by
Zareya,
there's no shear.
Zareya, so there's no shear. Some of the malachas we said yesterday have no shear. They had there's no shear. So if there's no shear, I don't have a how do you have a chatzi shear? Right. It's not possible. But some of them have a shear. Borer has a shear, right? Well, a grogris, whatever it is. So we said it depends if it's for animal food, for human food, for some other reason, right? There's different shear depending on what it was for. Okay, so Ella Amar of Yosef. Here's the answer. Back to the Gemara. Borer v'ochel biyad. You're allowed to do borer with your hands. That's mutter. Borer u'meniach biyad. You can do borer and leave it aside with your hands. Kanon u'betamchui, right? But with a kanon and a tamchui, right? These are some kind of plates, and they're not normally. You don't normally do borer with these plates, with these things. Lo yivrar. You should not do borer. V'im birer pater aval aser. And if you did that, it's derabanan, it's aser, but there's no chatas for it. Ubenafa ubekivra, but if you use tools, kalim, that are designed to do borer, lo yivrar, v'yambira chayev chatas. Okay, that's his answer to explain the brisa. So we'll get, that was a step in the right direction, not 100%.
Those things are not used for borer, those
Correct. Correct. So that's an abnormal way of using them. So you're not chayav a chatos. Can't do it. They're a banan or it's a gzeira, but you're not chayav a chatos. If you use a sifter, right, so we said before, the Rabbi Nachmanal said that the difference between zora, bora, marakid is bora, zora is with the wind. Right. It's a shino, exactly. Bora is with your hands, and marakid is with a keli. That would say bora is also with a keli. Right? So Ella. Is this Bryce that mentions Caleb? Doesn't say anything about Caleb. Doesn't say Tom Choy, doesn't say good Caleb, doesn't say big, doesn't mention Caleb. El Amr from Nuna, Bora v'Ochel, here's the story. When's Bora Mutter? Bora, you can do Bora and Ochel, is Ochel mitoch psoles. When the Ochel is coming out of the psoles. You remove the Ochel from the psoles. Why is that not Bora? The reason why it's not Bora is that that's what you eat. That's what people eat. You take the good and you leave over the what you don't like. It's called eating. It's not called bor. It's called eating. Bor umeniya. You're gonna do bor and put it aside. You'll eat it later. Whatever it is. Ochel mitoch. Again, ochel mitoch psoles. Psoles mitoch ochel. But if you're doing psoles mitoch ochel, lo yivrar. That you can't do. V'embirer chayev chatos. If you do that, you're chayev chatos. I'm not sure what that is.
Bring it up. Why mention both?
By the way, this Gemara prompted the Mishnah Brewer to hold that Ochel Mitoch Psoles is mutter while you're eating. Which I think is not a accepted Shita. Because the Chazon Ish says only mutter in your mouth. You have the pit in your mouth, you can take it out. In your mouth, it's not. But what on the plate, we don't hold that. That psoles mitoch ochel mutter on the plate? No. In your mouth it is. Why? It's derech achil already. But on the plate, but the Mishnah Berurah seems to hold that it's mutter, based on a Ramban. Okay. Maskev l'abaya, midi ochel mitoch psoles ketani? Does the Mishnah even say that? Ochel mitoch psoles? Ela amar abaya, borer v'ochel, borer and eat la'alter, right away. Bor umeniach to do bor to put it aside la'alter to eat it right away. Same, I don't know what that means. Ulubo bayom, but if it's for later in that day, lo yivrar v'yembirer naser kabor la'otzer. It's like you're using it as a storage. I'm nothing to do on Shabbos. I'm nothing to do today. I can't go to work. So I'll do work in the yard. I'll start storing things. No, that's chayev chatas. That's a chatas. So that might be mutter. The altar, we're going to see it's not mutter anyway. Amru Rabbanon Kameda Rava, Amalei, Shafra Amma Nachmeni. Nachmeni is Abaya. Nachmeni is Abaya. That's a good vort. Hayulufan of Shnei Mine Ochlin, Ubirer Vaochel, Ubir Vahiniach, Ravashi Masni Potter, Ravyumi Vidifti Masni Chayev. Ravashi Masni Potter, Vatani Chayev. How can he say Potter? Chayev for that. Lokasha, ha bekanon v'tamchoi, ha benafa v'kivra. When are you putter? You're putter if you use abnormal kalim, and you're chayiv if you use normal kalim. Ki asa Rav Dimi, Amar, Shabbos ad Rav Bibi havi. One time we spent Shabbos by Rav Bibi, v'ikloyal Rav Ami, Rav Asi, shada kamayo, kalkala de peri, and they brought out a basket of fruit, and they threw the basket out, so all the fruit fell onto the table. V'lo yadana, and we didn't know, imishum desavar ochel mitoch psoles, aser, imishum ayin yafahu demechavi. Was it because he wanted us to do ochel mitoch psoles, or he wanted to show how generous he is? Here's the whole basket you guys could have. Here's the whole, we weren't sure. So, at the end of the day, basically there are three requirements in order for Bora to be mutter. Bora is one of the scariest malachos because it's one of the most easiest malachos to violate. Right? Like, for example, the malacha of writing. It's not that easy to violate that. You have to pick up a pen and get a piece of paper. It's not that easy. Bora is very easy to violate. Probably the easiest one. But it's very easy to get at it. Bora. The way we do it is Ochel mitoch psoles miyad right away for immediate use. And biyad, with your hands. Alright? So if you're sitting at a plate, and there's stuff there that you don't like, So the Rav Moshe has a tshuva. What's the story with the four, with utensils? So Rav Moshe says like this: if the reason what? No, it depends. It depends. If the reason you're using the utensil is because normal Western society people use utensils and you don't eat with your hands, then it's an extension of your hand, and it's mutter. If the reason why you're using the fork is because you really want to do borer, then it's not. Then it's usher. Then it's usher. So you have to be honest with yourself. Most people, when they're eating at the table and they're using a fork, so all you have, then the fork's an extension of your hand. Nobody eats with their hands. Or a spoon on, with the soup. Nobody eats soup with their hands, right? Only kids do that. That's not a normal way to eat. So if my son does that, he eats with his hands in soup. But it's not normal. And adults don't do that. So if you don't like the something in the soup, so just eat around it. And it's not a problem. Eat around it. You're allowed to use a utensil and just eat around it. Ochel?
I'm saying, like, why, Bill, that you think I'm just with it?
Correct. That's another heter. That's a big heter. It says we take the ochel with the psolus. Right?
If your kid says, no, I don't like this piece of chicken, I'm sitting on your plate, right? Your kid says, I can't stand on my plate.
I don't know.
I don't like this thing on my plate. Can I put it on your plate?
It's not borer. It's not borer. That's another rule of borer. Borer has to be from among a group. Has to be from among a group. If you put that on a plate, what's it? There's only one piece of chicken on your plate. I don't like that chicken. Give it back. That's not borer. Has to be from among a group, right? Has to be selecting. The definition of borer is selecting. So is that selecting, right? Okay. It's basically in a nutshell, in a huge compressed nutshell. That's the story with borer. Okay. We didn't really finish borer. A little bit more. Chizki Omar. Habora turmesim mitoch hapsoles shalahen chayev. If you select beans from psoles, you're chayev. Now, why you chayev? It's ochel, right? Why you chayev? Lema kasavra chizki ochel mitoch psoles aser? Ochel mitoch psoles aser? What's wrong with that? You're following the rule. You're following the heter. So again, by the way, the reason for the heter, the reason for the three requirements is because it's called eating. Right? Ochel mitoch psoles, immediately, for immediate use, with your hands, that's called eating. So the fork, if you're, the extension of your hand, as long as you're using it to eat, that's called eating. Right? So what's going on over here? So shiny. So the Gemara says, no, I'll tell you the truth. Shiny termusim. Termusim are different. For some reason, the shalakile shiva zimni, because they cook seven times. They cook seven times. The ilo shaklile, and if you don't cook them seven times, misrach, they get somehow spoiled. Therefore, ukiptalos mitoch ochel dami. It's like psalos mitoch ochel. It's not at the stage yet. It's not cooked yet. So it's in the middle. It's nothing. It's not good. It's called psalos. So if you take that, you're taking psalos from ochel. And that ends the discussion of borer. Right? Could you imagine? Svarim have written on borer. It's like a half an omelet and chop, right? Okay. Next one. Hatochein. Hi, Amar of Papa. Hi man, so the Gemara has the word parim, right? Hi man, the parim silka. If you are parim silka, means you cut up a silka as a beet. A beet. Chayef mishum tochein. You're chayef from tochein. Says Rashi. It's way down over there. Parim silka. Bimem garsinon. Read it with a mem. Parim. Velo besamach. Not with a samach. Kid the parish ba'or v'arotev. Like we say, my kippah pirma. Meaning, mechat kohadeg. You cut it up very small. Okay? So you cut up a beet. Mince. Right. Mince or balaz. Mincing. Right? Cutting it up very small. Yechaya for tochein. Says Tosfos. Dafka besilka. Top Tosfos. Dafka basilka shayach tchina. The only vegetable in the world that you chayef for grinding is beets. Avol shar ochlin shari. Anything else is mutter. That's what I was talking about. Where did he get that from? What does he mean by that? So it's a machlokas rishona. What do he even mean by that? First of all, just to give you a heads up, the Shulchan Aruch does not passing like that. Tosos. He doesn't passing like that. But what did he even mean? So some said the Ritva says. He doesn't mean only beets. He means any vegetable that is not eaten raw, but when it's chopped up, then it can be eaten. like onions. Who eats raw onions? Nobody. When you chop it up, you do. Think about that. Nobody eats raw onions. Then they sit down and have an onion. Nobody does that. On an apple, yes, not an onion. But when you cut it up into small pieces, then people eat it. That's what Tosfos is talking about. Things like that. Nobody eats it raw. That's the only time that grind. Again, we don't hold this anyway. What was he thinking? So he was thinking things like that. When they're big, nobody eats that. You have to grind them up. The grinding makes it edible. So that you can't do on Shabbos. That's the Ritva's explanation of Tosfos. Others said no. Any vegetable where it's the derech to chop them up. Right? It's the derech to chop them up, which is almost every vegetable. What vegetable are eaten? I was thinking about it. Carrots are eaten, but they're both. They're both. Where people chop up carrots also. But the carrots are cucumber. So you can sit down and have a cucumber and eat and munch on a cucumber, but they are cut up also. They're both. It's hard to think of one that this would apply to. Doesn't matter, because there's another Tosfos. We're going to get to that in about 50 days from now, where he says that any vegetable, yeah, kuf yudalef, any vegetable that you cut up very small is a problem of tochein. The Shulchan Aruch like that better, and that's how he paskin, and that's the halacha. Any vegetable that you cut very finely, you run into the problem of tochein. How fine is fine? Nobody knows the answer to that question. So everyone always tells you, don't make them too fine. Right? Don't make them too fine. This is not the place where we're going to discuss all the details of tochein, if it only applies on gedulei karka, what if you're grinding up metal, why you want to do that, I don't know, or it doesn't apply. All the heterim that we had just said earlier, for example, right before you're going to eat, then is that different? It's derech achila, right? I can't eat the onions if they're not cut up. So is that a heter? By borer, that was a heter. Then we'll get to all that when we do tochein. Amar of Menashe, Haiman de Salit Silti, if you cut up wood, Chaya Mishum Tochen, Yosef Chaya for Tochen. Amar of Ashi, and eat Kapit on Mishchasa, Chaya Mishum Mechatech. And if you map it on the size of the, if you map it on the size, you're Chaya for Mechatech also. You're cutting things down to a specific size. Va'alash va'ofe, Amar of Papa, Shavak Tana Didon, Bishol Samimonim. Our Tana ignored the word Bishol for Samimonim. The Havi B'Mishkan, which was in the Mishkan, v'nakat Ofe, and he took Ofe. Why did he take Ofe? Because Tana Didan, Sidur the Pas, Nakat. He did Sidur the Pas. He picked Sidur the Pas. Right? Again, we had a running machlokes. If the malachos that are usher are malachos that were done to build the Mishkan, or malachos that were done to function in the Beis HaMikdash, to function in the Mishkan. Right? That's where Haigon Shita. Says Igle Tal, how could that shita be right? It says over here, they did bake for the functioning of the Mishkan. They baked the lechem upon them. So baking wasn't the Mishkan. It wasn't there to build the Mishkan, but it was there to function in the Mishkan. How could Haigon be right?
It's the functions of build construction. What is it?
So it's a machlokes. Says Igle Tal, how could it be the functioning? You're allowed to bake. They baked. Exactly. So how could it be? What's going on here? How could that be a right shita? So the Igle Tal in, I'll tell you, the only thing we can tell you is
because the baking was allowed on Shabbos.
That's what the Igle Tal says. The baking was allowed on Shabbos. So how could things mutter on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash be a makar for things you're not allowed to do on Shabbos? That's impossible. You hear that? That's impossible. That's crazy. They were allowed to do it on Shabbos, but you can't do it on Shabbos. That's crazy. So therefore, it's not a kash on them, and they're allowed to hold that anything done in the Mishkan was mutter on, is asar on Shabbos. Baking's an exception because baking was done on Shabbos. Therefore, the Tana here mentions baking.
When construction stopped in time of the
of course. That's exactly why. No, that's exactly why the Mishkan was written next to Shabbos. To tell you, building the Mishkan is very important. Shabbos beats it. So now, what did they do? What did they stop doing? Whatever they stopped doing, you can't do. Amar v'achab aravia, haiman d'shada sichza la'atuna. If you throw a log into the fire, chayiv mishum avashal. You chayiv for cooking. It's amazing. Cooking is like also, it's up there. It's the top five malachos, right? And what does the Gemara talk about? Cooking logs, right? It's amazing. So pshita b'da'avias, why should that be different? So Madatim, I would think, Shiruri Monaco Machavin, all you're doing is you're hardening the log, Kamash Malan, the Mirfe Rafi, that there's like liquid inside the log, there's water inside the log, that water gets heated up, Vahadar Kamet, and then the rest of the log gets hard. So there's Bishel on the water inside the log. That's tough. I'm a Rabbi Bar Rav Huna.
They didn't want it. They didn't care.
I know, I know. It's a very hard Gemara. I did it in 1 minute. It's extremely hard. And that's Bishel. Right, the Gemara says, that's, we'll talk about Bishel. We'll talk about cooking logs. Amar, the same thing. Amar Huna, Amar Rabbi Rav Huna. Haiman de Irsach Kufra. If somebody heats up pitch, which is hard, which is naturally in a hard state, so you liquefy it. Chai Bishel Mavashel. So Pshit, is that obvious? Now, Dave, I would think even the Hadar the Kushe, since it's going to re-harden when it cools off, it's going to re-harden. A Malo, that's not Bishel. Kamash Malan, it's Bishel. Amar Rava, Haiman the Avid Chavita. If somebody builds a barrel, somebody builds a barrel out of, what does he build a barrel out of? He builds a barrel out of clay. Chai Mishum Sheva Chatos. He chai for 7 chatoses. Unfortunately, I can't read the Rashi inside. What 7? Because we're running out of time. Yichai for 7. The point is, one of the 7 is not bona. Rashi says, there's no binyan by Caleb. That's Tosos. What are you talking about? There's no binyan by Caleb. There's no binyan by Caleb if the, we said this already. There's no binyan by Caleb if the Kaili is like a interlocking. Right? That is no binyan. I take a chair, and a folding chair, and I open it. That's not binyan. I take clay, and I fashion it into a kli. That's not binyan. That's Tosos. What are you talking about? Okay, Haiman the oven chilta chay. Where am I? Tanur. If you make an oven, chay mishum shmona chat. There's 8 isurim. Amar Abaya, Haiman the oven chilta. If you make some kind of basket, weaving a basket, chay mishum chay achas asr chatot. There are 11. V'chayta lepume. And if you somehow you fashion the lid, not the lid, the lip, chay mishum shlosh asr chatot. You chay for 13. Hagod is a temer of Amalab, no? If somebody shears wool and is malabing it, Amar Abba Bar Bar Chana, Amar V'Yochanan, Hatoveya temer. If somebody spins wool, Shalgabi Behema B'Shabbos, it's okay, thank you, it's okay. If somebody spins wool that's while it's on the Behema, you hear this? It's pretty abnormal, no? Chayev Shal Chatos, you chayev for 3 things if you do that. It's crazy abnormal. You spin the wool while it's on the animal. Chimishum gozes, so you get it off. Vachas mishum manapit, you comb it down. Vachas mishum toveya, and 1 for spinning. Okay? Rav Kahana Amar, what? While it's on her head? Rav Kahana Amar. That's not normal. Ein derech manapit bekach, it's not normal. Ein derech toveya bekach, it's not normal. It's not normal. Velo, is that true? For Tanya. The women, when they made the Beis HaMikdash, when they made the Mishkan, they would do this. Alma, what do you see? So the Gemara answers, Chachma Yisei Rishayni. No, some strange people that can do weird things, that doesn't govern what's normal on Shabbos. Right? We're gonna, and Tosfos says, Ha'osim osim butla daitim etel kal adam ki da'amrina b'ha'matzliya gabe anchi hutal. The anchi hutal can carry things on their head. Right, you see in the old movies and the we carry these things, the baskets on their head. That's not normal. Yeah, there are people out there that do that. That doesn't govern what's considered normal regarding Hilchos Shabbos. So you had these women that were exceptionally adept at spinning on the... That doesn't mean that's normal. If you do that, that's crazy. Right? You walk to school with something on your head, they're gonna lock you up. Right? They're gonna take you away. They're gonna get you a therapist. That's not normal. Right, people in the Middle Eastern countries, even today they probably do it. That doesn't matter. Right? Okay. Next. Tana Rabbanan. Hatolish has a kanav. If somebody pulls out a feather, va kotmo, and he files it down, va morto. And he pulls off the hairs. Chayev shalosh chatos. Chayev 3. Sherman lakish tolish. Chayev mishum tolish. Chayev mishum gozes. And kotem chayev mishum mechateich. You're cutting it out the sides. And memarate. And if you pull out the things, chayev mishum mamachek. Chayev for smoothing down. Don't worry. Ramosha has a tshuva where he allows you to pull off skin or the feathers of a chicken on your plate. A dead chicken, what? Put it on your face. Are you pulling off the feathers on your face?
No,
pulling, no, you're not allowed to do that. Now that because gozei only applies if the thing is alive. So if it's alive, you're not allowed to do that. The chicken on your plate is already dead. It's already cooked. And now there's some, you know, sometimes there's a hair there or even the skin. That's not an issue.
No, the gozei was...
But Moshe, the tshuva was bad. Like there was some that, you know, Moshe needed to like lay down the rule over here.
The gozei was to take the hide of the animal after it was dead.
No, it wasn't. It was alive.
Alive?
Gozei is only an alive animal.
Oh, gozei is the shearing, yeah.
Gozei is the shearing. It's an alive animal. If it's on a dead animal, I don't know what that is. Like I said, that's maybe some health violation.
Why is that skin?
No.
What?
Because
it's not a mixture. Bora has to be a mixture. Okay, let's do one more minute. Hakosher v'hamatir. So kshir v'mishkan hecha. Where was their kosher in the mishkan? It's funny. The Gemara doesn't answer for any other malacha. All of a sudden, where was their kshir in the mishkan? Where was that? So first answer is going to be rejected. Amar Rava, shekein kosher b'yitzeh to olim. They would tie down the peg of the tent. Right, everyone knows that. You have a tent. There are ropes going to the sides, and you tie them down to the peg. That's where there was kshir in the mishkan. Says the Gemara, that can't be right. Hahu kosher manas lahatiru. That's temporary. That's temporary. Right? That wasn't permanent. No one knew how long. It could be there for 20 minutes. Who said that kosher has to be permanent? That's a good question, right? Every malacha mistan has to be permanent. El Amar Abaya, when they would sew the curtains, shenifzikos shalahan nima, if a hair ripped, kosher osa, they would tie, not a hair, a thread. If a thread ripped, they would tie it. Amalei Rava, kirats to kosher. Okay, good. Mati or Michael Amimar, what about untying? So kitema the imisramile tre chute, if there would be two knots, kitri bahade hadadi, shari chad v'kater chad, if there were two knots next to each other, they would untie one and leave one tied. Why would they do that? Because it looks terrible to have two knots in the curtain. Hashta, lasne melech basav damim osin kain, lasne melech malach makadosh baruch hu osin. You don't do that for a regular person. Have a curtain, hey, come pick up the curtain from the curtain maker, and there's knots all over it. Don't do that. So if Hashem, you're going to do that? That can't be right. El Amar Rava, Ve'itema Rabbi Eloi, Shekein Tzideh Chilazon, when they would make the traps for the Chilazon, Koshinu Matirin. They would tie and untie to make sure they got the right trap to trap the Chilazon. What's the Chilazon? We're going to get the Chilazon later. We'll talk about the Chilazon. They needed it for one of the dyes, for the Tcheles, right? The Chilazon is Tcheles. It's not just for Tzitzit, it's also for the Big Day Kahuna. And we'll stop here, and we will resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.